Yeah, you know what? It's we've put ourselves in a position that, you know, we've got an opportunity to play our way in. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, that's what you always want this time of the year is to be in the mix. So we're excited about that. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, we have to win one game. And we've got to worry about the opponent we're going against and have the best week of preparation that we can. And, you know, not trying to do anything out of the ordinary. Just do what we do, the best that we can do it. And that's usually the best recipe for success.
The last game was the 331 was the third lowest this year. Coach Rivera said that you all just getting everybody's best shot. Is that your sense of how things have gone this year for the offense?
Well, I think certainly we've played some good football teams this year throughout the year. I mean, we've had a lot of games against playoff teams, and I think that's made us tougher. We certainly haven't played our best at all times, but at certain times we have. And, I think it comes down to, us going out there and making plays. We're not worried too much about what has happened before up until this point. But this week, there's a real emphasis and focus on just relaxing, going out there, and when we get our chances, making the plays that we're capable of making.
And do y'all look back to that last one and know that, hey, we missed the connected on a couple bombs, whether catch or throw, and that, it was a one-score game?
Yeah, I mean, we had some chances the last time we played them up there, but that's the way it's always going to be in these division games is they're going to be tight, and it comes down to a handful of plays throughout the game and who's going to make them. And we just have to have the focus out here in practice like we did today of executing at a high clip, making sure that we're on top of all the details that we've got to be on top of, and then just settling in and playing the way that we're capable of.
Well, how often this season have you been find yourself watching film and saying, damn, that play should have gone if we just executed? Has it been an inordinate amount?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a little bit of that. I think there's a little bit of that, all the time. You're never perfect when you go through a game, but there's certainly been opportunities throughout the season that we haven't connected on, and then there's been some where we have, and something has gotten us off schedule, whether it's a penalty or whatever it may be, a turnover, et cetera. We've had some things that have set us back, but all of that, doesn't mean much this week. It means we're in this position that we're in. We believe and we know that we're capable of playing our best football, and now we've just got to go out and do it.
Matt, I know you say you don't want to reflect on what's happened throughout the season, but when you do, you have had some success with short yardage situations, but then there's some games like against Carolina, against New Orleans, where you haven't. Can you talk about, just the importance of those situations and what you guys got to do better than those opportunities?
Well, it takes all 11 guys in those short yardage opportunities, whether it be a third and one or a fourth and one situation, or whether it's a goal line situation. All 11 guys have to be on the same page doing their job, and that's what we've got to focus on. Each guy making sure that they're taking care of their assignment, and that usually is the recipe for success. When we've done it well, that's what we're doing, and we haven't. We've been off in one of those spots, so. We'll be really detailed about that in practice this week, and hopefully be very good at that on Sunday.
And talk about their front. You've gone against them already. You know how talented they are.
Yeah, very good. Very good front seven. A rotation on the defensive line. They've got a lot of guys that can make plays. Their linebackers, are really good. All three of them do a great job, both in the run game and in the pass game. They're very athletic. And the secondary, to me, is the corners are more mature. They're guys that are coming into their own as young players, and I think they've done a nice job. And then they've got some physical safeties who do a nice job within their scheme.
How do you look at them from last week's game with Thomas Davis out and projecting him back in for this game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when he's out, he's a great player. So when he's out, some of the things that they like to do with him maybe are a little bit different, but at this time of the year, we got plenty of tape of what they do, how they do things, with him in, with him out. But he'll be ready. He'll be there on Sunday, and we'll be ready for him.
A Coach Quinn question here. At the end of a long season, he's always pumped.
Yep.
How does he keep that message fresh for you guys here in Week 17 of a
He's unbelievable with his messaging. I mean, he's very current. He's not afraid to use other sports analogies, other life analogies, to kind of to keep in mind what's important for our team and our organization this week. And he's remarkable when it comes to that, of keeping the messaging fresh, unique, and certainly pertinent to the situation in the week that we're in. So he's special when it comes to that.
I mean, he really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about competition. He showed something on Willis Reed this morning from the Knicks from back in the 70s, I think. So, you know, showing him playing through a torn quad, I think, at the time, yeah. But it's not necessarily, you know, about playing through a torn quad or anything like that, but the competitiveness, how one guy can have an impact on a team, what people's commitment to an organization looks like. You know, it's the first time I had ever really seen that or heard that story. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the oldest guys in our building, so I'm sure the other guys had no idea too. But he does stuff like that. I mean, that keeps the messaging fresh, and it's cool to see.
Matt, knowing that you like to clinch early, and of course this isn't necessarily ideal, but knowing the situation is what it is now, is there a part of you that kind of thrives in the win and in the kind of back against the wall must-have situation here? Is part of you that kind of likes that?
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's like in the playoffs. And so basically for us, the playoffs have started, and you win and you continue to play. You know, it's fun to be a part of that. As competitors, you know, that's where you want to be at the end of the year. You want to be in these type of situations. And so a lot of hard work has gone into getting us into this position, and now it's about relaxing, having fun, and being detailed with our work. No, I mean, obviously we know the situation, but, you know, we're not relying on anybody else. You know, it's about us taking care of our business, focusing and trying to get the job done, and doing everything we can during the course of the week to ensure that.
How much scoreboard and scenario watching would there be going on during the game?
For me, none. You know, I don't do a lot of that anyhow during the year, and this week it's, I got my hands full with what they do on defense to be checking out anything else. So, for me, I'll be locked in, just trying to find a way to win this game.
Speaking of Coach Quinn being pumped, he was all for a later kickoff, a 4:25 start. He said the later the better. When you're on the field, do you feel that here at home? Do you feel a difference in the crowd when it's a later start?
Sometimes, you know. You got a chance to have a few more beverages or whatever before the 4:25 kick, so they'll be ready to go. You know, our fans will be great. The Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be, I'm sure, an awesome atmosphere on Sunday. So we're looking forward to it. But anytime, anywhere, you know, doesn't matter to us. We'll go play.